I say he is risen, you say he is risen indeed. He is risen.
He is risen.
He has risen.
He is risen indeed.
Praise Jesus for that. Happy Easter, everybody. We celebrate that Jesus is the resurrection and is the life. He didn't just come to do the resurrection as like a one-time thing or like give us life. He is the life and he is the resurrection. And as St. Paul says, we are caught up in that Christ. And praise the Lord for that. I was thinking about our gospel at our first reading today and it made me think about, I don't know about you, but I tend to lose things very easily. I tend to lose my keys at least 2 times a week. Lose my phone all the time, constantly losing stuff, and forgetting where I put it. The other day I had a very traumatic loss, but don't worry, she was found. My dog ran away, and I lost my dog, and I wasn't sure where she was. Well, it turns out the Lord put a most wonderful young man in the right place at the right time, a mile away behind Wendy's, and she went to Wendy's. But I thought all of the town was looking for her. It was about 11:30 at night. She ran away and I noticed and I thought, man, so I put it on Facebook and it went viral and everybody. And then I found a police officer and he was sitting waiting to ticket people, I think. And off there on not too far from here. And I found him and I rolled down the window and I said, "Officer, I hate to bother you." I said, "But my dog ran away." I said, "I'm the priest at St. Joe, and my dog ran away," and he goes, "Glory?" It's like, man, she's famous. But anyway, he goes, "Let me get on the radio." He got all the other cops looking for the dog. And anyway, it was a whole thing, but she was found, praise the Lord. But, you know, we lose stuff. We forget where we put it. And today in our gospel, Mary Magdalene, who was the first to come to the tomb, she finds that Jesus isn't there, and she asks Peter and John, she goes, "Where did you put him? Like, where'd you put him?" At our first reading, Peter is talking to all these people, and he had been asked that same question. "Where did you put him?" And he says, "We put him on a tree. We put him on a cross." I guess I just feel like that same question is addressed to us today. Where did you put Jesus? Maybe if we're honest with ourselves, we know that by our sins, we have driven nails into him. We put him on the cross, like St. Peter said in our first reading. Sometimes we just kind of forget about him. And we put him outside of our minds, outside of our hearts. Made me think back when I was a brand new baby priest. It was my first Christmas, you know, and it's tradition that the priest carries the baby Jesus into the Mass and puts him in the nativity set. Well, there were so many people and it was such a hot mess and I forgot Jesus. And one of the servers, I can still picture him telling, he says, "Father, where did you put Jesus?" And I'm like, uh-oh, I forgot him. Sometimes we just forget Jesus. We put him outside of our minds, outside of our hearts. But I tell you, folks, that it's so worth it to live in such a way that when God asks us, when we knock on heaven's door, St. Peter is going to say, "Where did you put Jesus in your life? Where did you put him?" And it's worth living our life so that we can say, "I put him in my marriage. I put Jesus in my marriage. I put him into my children. I put him into my grandchildren. I put him into my godchildren. I put him into my Sunday schedule. I put him into my Facebook and my Instagram. I put him into my relationships that I have. I put him into my workplace. I put him into school. I put him into my home. I put Jesus at the center of it all." And it's worth living our life that way. Why is it important? It's important because Jesus is the life. He came that we might have life and have it to the full. And he wants that we have that life. And when we go to Jesus, we come alive. You remember the prodigal son? It's right above the confessional there, a beautiful stained glass window. And the guy goes and he'd run away, just like my dog was a prodigal dog, but this guy was worse, and he runs away and he makes a mess of his life, and he goes back to Jesus and he says, twice the father says, my son was dead, but has come to life again. When we go to Jesus, we come alive. I know a good person, a wonderful friend of mine. She lost her husband when he was very young. This was not very long ago. And she was kind of, she told me, she said, I've been kind of like a walking zombie for so long, crippled by that whole thing. And she says, I still miss him so much. But she said, one time I went to the Adoration Chapel. I went to pray with Jesus. And I felt like at the end of it, God breathed new life into me and I was alive again. And I came out of my coma. Folks, when we go to Jesus, that's what happens. It's worth living our life so that we can say, dang it, I put Jesus in the middle of everything. And I want to have that forever into heaven. And folks, maybe you're like me and we put Jesus in the wrong places. Maybe we stuck him on the cross with our sins. Maybe we stuck him on the curb. Maybe we put him wherever we put him. But Easter is a reminder that Jesus always turns up again in our life. And that he rises. That light always beats dark. That life always beats death. That joy always beats sorrow. That's the resurrection. That's the promise that Jesus bestows upon us. Man, like yesterday night, it was just like, man, the Lord pumping new life. Like, look at the planet Earth in spring. The world, the universe is wired for life. And it's springtime and things are looking good again and it's awesome. And yesterday night, this church was packed. And it started in darkness and it was candlelight. Look on my Facebook, you'll see the most beautiful picture. It was amazing. And Jesus pumped all this new life into this church yesterday. But this is just one tiny little church, and there's thousands of them around, millions of them around the bloody world. And Jesus pumps new life, and he wants to pump new life into our souls too. And man, where would we be without Jesus? Jesus is the life. We would be dead. Where would we be without Jesus? We'd be in hell. Forever. Praise Jesus that he killed death and that he invites us to be members of him who is the resurrection, who is the life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.